There's safety at your camp. But on some nights, when the moon is huge, low, orange in the sky, and everything's bathed with so much light, you might imagine it was almost day. You wonder what's lurking out there in the forest. You're courageous, bold, curious above all else. So when that orange light washes across the edge of your camp more intensely, you're quick to grab your gear and start to head out. Just along the path you would use to leave camp any day. Any other day. Any normal day. This is anything but a normal day. The night, apart from the path itself, is dark. Even with that orange light so near. So low. And you see, a very short way along the path, a clearing that wasn't there yesterday. It's not so strange. The forest moves around. Many of the trees and plants even move around. And you're pretty sure when you look into the clearing and see a large stump in the center that the pumpkin sitting on top of it is just such a creature. But again, you're courageous and interested. And if there's something new in the forest, you have to learn what it is. So you approach. Some massive tree was long ago chopped down, and the pumpkin is on its stump. Orange with vines running out of it, into the ground underneath. It appears ripe, the height of fertility. You don't know why you thought that, but yes, there's something glistening about the many vines running off it that is drawing your gaze. It's strangely shaped. The vine bucks over the stump like that, hangs down, runs into the ground around it. And on top of the plant, where a normal stem might be curved, and the end of it might be squarish, where it would broken off the vine. And that's the strange part, though vines come from the bottom of this, the top of it is broken off. Or rather, shaped. Protruding. Let's face it, phallic. You gaze at it. It's strange. You inhale, there's a scent in the air, a spice, faint, but alluring enough. You inhale and deliberately concentrate it. There's a furrow in the plant on the side closest to you. You're familiar with the plant creatures that live here. The glades, full of flowers and vines that suck, torment, extract semen, extract vaginal fluids. The way that everything here is made to sexually extract energy, because here on Marath, lust, sex, it is energy. It is a way of transferring what you get through calories and exercise and a lust for life into the magical reservoirs of the creatures corrupted and overlaid on this space. The forest wasn't always this way. And when you have that thought, something clicks and tells you, this is not a new variety. This is something older than the wandering tentacle beasts, older than the corrupted glades. You bite your lip, wondering, dare you? Dare you slip inside what you see there, which is a sleeve pulsating, sucking at the air, orange inside. The pleats in there look undeniably pleasurable. Your legs shiver. You walk forward. You're shaking, but it's with desire. You inhale again, looking at the viscous liquid dripping from what looks, to all appearances, like an aroused, drooling sex. You know it will provide sexual pleasure if you get close enough. Breathe in the spice in the air. Look at that viscous fluid drooling. Yes, the top is the same. The phallic protrusion atop that pumpkin is glistening with similar fluids, and you know exactly what this is for. Yet another plant creature, here to extract delight, and to lay its aphrodisiac arousing fluids on your body. But frankly, you feel a bit pent up, and it wouldn't be the first time you'd relieved yourself with the corrupted denizen of this forest. You live in harmony with its ecosystems, and you really, really haven't climaxed in a while. The craving is growing. You gaze upon the opening on the corrupted vegetation. Sure, there's that one orange pumpkin at the top, but you see that there are vines woven all over this place. It's probably a vast tentacle beast, and you know that their openings milk your cock dry, but they always let you go at the end, when the creature realizes you have nothing left to give. You swallow, not realizing you'd been salivating with excitement. You take hold of your length, which is already hardening. Free it from your clothing. Hold it out. And begin to move toward the glistening and, yes, pussy-like opening on the exterior of the plant. You see the vines tremble as you approach. The air seems to get thicker, so it's harder to move forward as you get nearer and nearer. And position the tip of your glistening cock, for it's already leaking pre-cum, at the entrance. You can see how it tightens, anticipating, perhaps scenting your appearance there. A stray drop of your cum falls on one of the wreathing vines under the stump, and the whole thing trembles, but it remains still, allows you to approach, lets you move on your own terms. In, inside me, you hear the whisper, free me, fill me. And it just seems like the right thing to do. That spiced scent in the air, the heat in your body spreading, your balls seeming to churn with need to squirt and spray forth. You want to fill this creature and be milked dry by it. And no one has to know. No one's going to come out here under that heavy orange moon, in this suspiciously warm place. In fact, you throw off your clothes before diving in, gripping the sides of the pliable plant creature, and thrusting into that opening, that pussy-like passage with green, wet walls within. They fasten down tight on your cock. From the moment the tip is inside and you're dripping, the whole thing is shivering, shuddering. You feel vines winding around your ankles, leaving some dripping, slick fluid there on you. You shudder as heat spreads up from your feet, your ankles, your legs, between your legs, your thighs, your cock, your balls growing, a feeling of swelling productivity in your testes, and hard rigidness. If your cock was not already plunging deeper into the wet, wet, slick, slick sleeve of that willing, hungry passage, it would be slapping up against your belly. And when the insides begin to move, they don't move like any pussy would ever fuck. They move, squeezing, twirling, winding vines inside around you. So it's like being stroked with fingers. But there's a sucking, hot, oppressive feeling all over your cock from the very base to the tip. And any ejaculate that escapes, or at least pre-fluid, is sucked away into the depths, probably distributed through the whole root system. But you don't really have time to think about it like that because the throbbing waves are jetting up your body, finding their way to your brain, blanking out thought after thought, turning thoughts into more and more seed to fill your sack, to get ready to squirt into that pliant passage, into that wet, squeezing sleeve designed to milk you empty, to empty you out, to cause you to squirt when you want to. You begin moving your hips, thrusting, which produces a wet smack from the sheer amount of fluid inside of it, which is the same as the stuff that the vines, which have now wound their way up behind your knees, are leaving on your skin. The same lust-inducing, cock-throbbing and hardening substance soaking in through your penis directly, the shaft, the head, which is being licked by a tongue-like structure deep within. You groan as it sucks and licks, pulls, and constantly moves around. But it always lets you pull out. It always lets you thrust. You move your hips. In fact, the vines seem to shudder and vibrate, massaging your muscles. Two of them are actually scooping up under your ass, helping to support you, helping you to thrust, but only when you thrust on your own, letting you fuck deep inside. You grab the sides of the gourd and just begin fucking mindlessly, thrusting deep as you can, filling it up. Your eyes are slammed shut and you're just bathing in the sensation. It feels good. If this is wrong, you don't care what's right, but this is right for you, for someone pent up so long. Even if it was only a little while on this night, it feels like it's been so long since you let it out, since you squirted, giving into your rut, your lust. You hump, desperate, desperate and mindless, clenching your buttocks as the vines rub and massage them, feeling sweat stand out on your skin in the heat of the clearing, breathing in a spiced scent that's in the air. air, inhaling, deliberately concentrating that lust-inducing pheromone and the wet, hot, gradually thickening stuff that's coating your cock, soaking into your skin, arousing your nervous system, getting your lust going, hormones flowing, whole body involved in the thrusting, almost robotic movement. You're moving at the same speed because thinking about varying it is lost to you. You're having to use all your mental energy to keep from coming early. You want to enjoy this as long as possible with how good it feels, but the urge to spurt is also growing. The urge to squirt and let out your seed is also flowing through your system, along with that aphrodisiac soaking in. You're lucky it's only thinly coating your cock. You're lucky that the vines have stopped secreting it around your legs, because the stuff is really potent. Your length is as hard and thick as it's ever been, veins standing out on the shaft, able to feel more. More wet pleasure than ever before. And you know the slick lubricant inside the sleeve is doing something. Not just to your dick, but to your mind. Dirty thoughts creeping in. Thoughts of rutting and fucking until nothing is left except pleasure. Obvious, accessible, powerful, intrusive thoughts flowing to you through the connection. Your cockhead surges, the slit expels a little more precum than before. The licking, sucking, very mobile insides of the vegetative sleeve shudder, and then they begin to vibrate. Right under your cockhead, the throbbing is too hard to resist. With your length inside being licked by the many pleats of the unnatural vegetation's pulsing passage, it's quite hard to fixate on your environment, or even keep your eyes open so you don't bother. Shut them tight, you give in. Climbing inside the feeling from your cock, which is growing in intensity, hot, spreading, potent, when it hits the base, the latest wave at least. You grip tight to the sides of the pumpkin, throw your head back in a moan. You taste spice on your tongue. The gripping sleeve of this modified tentacle beast combines with your legs receiving a much more intense massage than before from the vines that have wound around them, rubbing in the fluid that stimulates you, pushing aphrodisiac lube into your body. Hot. Hard. If you weren't confined inside of that sleeve, your dick would be throbbing rigid as possible in the open air. Open. Your mind opening, too. Erotic images of your cock growing, growing, not just growing to the limit of its hardness, but beyond, like it is right now, growing, completely engorged from that aphrodisiac, more alluring. With your eyes closed, it's easier to imagine that instead of the modified plant tentacle beast, it's a beautiful woman wrapped around your cock, some entity or creature from this land with alluring pheromonal fluids that attach and arouse you, making your cock drip, grow, swell to the limit. The fluids thicken. In your fantasy, the woman you imagine, you decide, pale skin, fanged teeth. On a whim, you envision her, and the thickening fluid is because she's aroused. But this thicker stuff, it sticks to your cock, sucking, attaching, making the insides feel tighter, rather than more lubricated. You moan unrestrained because you're in the privacy of this clearing. You're free to express your lust, it's just you and the sleeve you're using, and so you do. You thrust your hips, pistoning. Part of you says maybe you should hold back. Maybe you should resist the welling sensation in your balls, which threatens to strip all reason. Isn't it very soon to be coming? But you taste that pumpkin spice on your tongue, feel your eyes stay clamped shut despite considering opening them. The entire world around you bends in close to listen, to observe the ribald sounds and sights of copulation, listening for the victory or the surrender. And you moan on through it, expressing your desire, your delight, your escapism into the pure pleasure of having something you can fuck as hard as you want. So you decide to test that, thrusting wildly, unyieldingly, unstoppably as jolts of pleasure follow the rhythmic squeezing and stroking of the sides of your shaft. Your hips feel good. It feels good to thrust. You imagine thrusting into that willing woman, smiling a fanged, deep smile, her eyes blazing red, pale thighs wrapped around you, her juices running over you, aphrodisiac liquid lust. Your penis is being sucked at the deepest point. The vines of that winding sleeve inside are responding to your leaking precum. The tip of your cock is of special interest, and it receives a lot more attention once you begin to drip. Inside your body, your cum is welling up, wants to escape your balls, wants to come out. The fluid thickens once more inside the sleeve, the thick stuff changing sensation. It's like you're thrusting through something viscous, honey, or like you've already climaxed inside and are fucking through a thick layer of your own cum. There's something thick in there, fluid dripping freely, coating, covering the top of the stump that the pumpkin is resting on, covering your cock, flowing down it. You're so close. You're going to come. You keep your eyes shut and imagine the woman. Imagine thrusting into her wet pussy. Imagine how disappointed she would be because she's barely begun to climb toward her orgasm. But you wonder if you can hold on. You wonder if you can keep from releasing. You wonder that right up until, in your mental vision, witnessing her pussy clamping down, juices flowing freely from it, keeping you locked inside, she starts rocking her hips toward you. In the real world, you're sure the pumpkin just began to rock, assisted by its many vines. Thick, syrupy sweetness flows down your throat. You don't open your eyes to check, because you have a different problem. You're going to climax. You got too cocky. The inside of the sleeve clenches, then vibrates. Then it begins to simply suck on the tip of your cock like a pair of luscious lips. You're squirting, climaxing, gripping the pumpkin, moaning dully as you disgorge the entire cargo of your testes. Your balls picked up more seed, became flooded and swollen in response to the fluids inside. And now you're squirting into your plant-based partner in this corrupt glade. You come and come. It spurts from you in waves, filling up the passage, then flooding back out around your cock, flowing down your balls in sticky spirals, clinging, hot. And under that layer of cum, your balls keep squeezing, keep throbbing, you're emptying out. The more you empty your cock, the more it feels right that you should do so. You had illusions of holding on, of holding out, of managing to last longer and longer. Those were illusions only. You never could have lasted. Hopeless. You keep your eyes closed as you reach down to touch your cock. It's still squirting, thick, hot ropes of seed you know are landing in the pumpkin's now vacated sleeve. But when you take it in your hand, your whole body jolts. You fall to your knees, shuddering, and release yourself at once. It's like a shock runs through you when you grasp your cock, so you grab it again, firmly, coming, but it's not squirting. Your ass is clenching so hot, so tight, so close. You think your cum should be squirting, but it isn't. The only hot load left is the one still thickly painting that sleeve. As you jerk your length over and over, each one makes you jolt, falling forward, losing your balance into the soft grass, trying to stay up. It's so sensitive, more like a clit than a cock. No, even beyond a clit, it throbs at every touch. Even lightly brushing it makes your whole body experience that climax-like throb. Your balls still feel full, though. A side effect of that aphrodisiac fluid you were thrusting in, fucking in. No way to know. You try to pump your cock to hardness, squeezing it to test whether it is a semi yet. The pleasure of grinding and moving it in its hypersensitive state, it's too good. It's all centered around your clenching ass, your shivering body, your pointed nipples. None of the pleasures from expelling seed from your balls. This is all just from touching your length. Your full, heavy balls remain full. And your cock, you realize it is hard and veiny, actually, but less thick, less long. It easily fits in your hand. A handheld remote with one button. A combination nipple and ass-gasm. This is what you have now. You feel your cock, eyes still closed, but there's hot breath against your ear. Someone's long, long limbs extending to surround and enfold you. This is no longer a virile cock. No longer a stud's appendage. As I hoped. As I prayed it might be. But it was unable to set me free, and now I am trapped another year, so if I must know frustration, so too shall you. The voice whispers past your ear as you keep your cock gripped in hand, pumping it several times. Each pump climactic. But nothing makes your prick hard. Nothing makes it pulse. Your nipples, your clenching ass, your tongue hanging out, they are all involved in the pleasure. This is no longer a free, virile cock. This is a prey cock. Something slips against your rear entrance and, lubricated, slides inside. Your hand falls away from your cock, letting it go. Automatically, you push your face down into the forest turf, letting the heat explode wetly through and inside you. You squeeze tight, your ass is spread, the pleasure continues, you are full, you are pinned, and even without touching it, your cock is throbbing. You're no longer imagining being taken, filled, mastered, pinned. You're now experiencing it, as she takes you. The instant you're full, your cock goes more flaccid, limp, soft. It wasn't coming before, but now it is. Constantly. Sending pleasure, being filled and pinned and claimed like this, is producing sensations like your length used to when it would come. It feels like you're squirting, except it's all happening inside you. Your cock squirting pleasure up inside you to your brain. Being fucked in the ass makes your cock orgasm. It's the only thing that makes it come. Stroking your cock just makes your butt, your nipples feel good, wanton, needy, and there's more. From the instant the bulbous tip of whatever she's slipping inside you began to move, you have felt a profound need. A need to surrender. You bunch up as small as you can, face down, ass up, on your hands and knees, pushing your ass upward toward her. This presses more of her into your hole, makes you more full, brings you to surrender. Your cock limp, smaller. Before it was semi-hard, and it was sending pleasure everywhere else. But now all the pleasure, all the submission, all the surrender is in your length, which is no longer a free hard cock to be stroked as you please. If you're being fucked, being pinned by someone more powerful than you, this is a prey cock. Anyone who preys upon your delighted desire takes control of it. Constantly, every thrust into you, every filling fuck is making your cock throb and climax. Instead of squirting cum outward, you feel the pleasure squirting up inside you right to your brain, setting you off. So good, so much, it's just so much. You know you won't be able to go back to the way you were before. You need this so much, too much, more of it, to be fucked, claimed, preyed upon. As you are filled, your cock is in a constant state of climax, melting your thoughts, reshaping your brain. Your commitment to submission only grows. Your cock is now a device for making you prey. It throbs. She pulls out. You are empty. Your length feels so wanton, it immediately hardens again. With nothing in your ass, it's able to get hard. It feels so horny, so filthy inside your head. The heat has been squirting up to your brain, and now it drops down as if only suddenly affected by gravity and affixes to the inside of your cock. You have a prey cock. You need to be fucked, filled, controlled, used as a sleeve, subjected to control, pinning, physical mastery. You know that, and only that, will bring true climax to you. You grab your cock again, knowing it's fruitless, feeling its hardness in your hand, knowing the instant you get fucked, it's gonna go limp again. You stroke it a few times, desperate in the deprived, edging ache induced by her pulling out. But stroking just makes your ass and nipples feel good. Your cock itself is still throbbing, even hardening a little, but that isn't what you want. You want it to be small, and the pleasure of it squirting up inside. You want to be prey, want to be filled. Your cock is a pleasure button you cannot push. It's not good enough. Not enough to set it off. Not enough ever. You need to be fucked, filled, used. You know her mark is on your lower back, the heat of her touch. You know that she has changed you. And the change rises, grows. Your cock is a prey cock. Your mind is a submissive mind. You don't do the filling, the fucking. You take it, are filled, fucked, pinned down. And when you are spread, you are ready. Ready to submit. The prey cock is squirting constantly. When she refills you, which she does now, in one thrust into your slick, spread hole. It was climaxing when you were stroking your member anyway, but now your hole is clenching constantly, instantly, wetly around her. She thrusts, your prey cock squirts control and submission up into your brain. Your brain so coated and saturated with a need to submit that anything she said would land home so effectively. Prey. Even your thoughts are hunted and borne to the ground, drained in pleasure, corrupted, and they emerge anew. Someone who fucks you and takes control of your prey cock, oh, you think of it and the mark on your lower back burns. You've got a prey cock. You've got a corrupted member which can squirt control right up into your brain when your hole gets taken, when your body gets pinned. Even if your mouth was used, your prey cock would squirt, and instead of squirting outward, it's squirting control up into your body in climactic submission-gasm, which lands right on your brain, coating it in your own corrupted fluids within you, making it pliable, malleable, prey for a dominant partner who takes control. You want to submit. Your prey cock exists to submit. It doesn't thrust. It doesn't fill. It only gets semi-hard, and when you're being fucked, it gets completely soft, but impossibly sensitive. Your balls are neither squirting nor responding. Just your clit-like prey cock length squirting submission up and in and down you go. Down deep, down under, controlled as you are taken, filled and fucked. Your mind malleable, your thoughts themselves submissively shapeable. Your fate, your punishment, your joy, your pleasure, your lust as she slides out and a corrupted wave of fluid drips from your stretched hole as a similar wave spurts internally in your mind's eye up to wipe out all your thoughts and leave you grinning, drooling, almost spurting, but not quite, on the ground, recently pinned, recently hunted, recently taken, knowing your new denied future, your fate, your needs, your awakening to what you are, a prey-cocked, submissive bottom. As the moon rises higher, the orange light fades and you feel her presence, brief as it was, vanish too. You whimper to yourself just what you are, a submissive, bottoming prey, with an oversensitive cock, the pleasures of which are beyond anything you fathomed before, and which are no longer something you can ever do without.